Can be a lot of fun to plan a trip, but then when you book the ticket, you might find yourself grumbling about the added fees. Then you get to the airport, you end up paying more for a checked bag or for extra leg room or even for a soda. So those unexpected costs sometimes make us feel like we're getting nickeled and dimed to death, and that can put a damper on a trip. Rick Cini is CEO of FareCompare.com. He has some great advice to share. And like any industry, a lot goes on behind the scenes with airlines and the travel business in general. And lucky for us, Rick has an insider's knowledge about the travel industry that can help you and I make some good decisions when it comes to air travel. Rick, thank you for taking time to be with us. I really appreciate it.
Sure. I'm happy to be on anytime.
Tell you what, I was watching television this morning and heard that the airlines are made some money this last quarter.
Yeah, well, a few of them did. Yeah, not all of them completely did. We still have American Airlines in bankruptcy. But for the most part, airlines are getting by. The last two or three quarters, they've actually, you know, slowly eked out a little small profit. And their stock prices have gone up pretty dramatically because I think the investment community thinks that airlines are going to be a pretty good investment. You know, if you could make money at $90 a barrel, they think that, you know, with all the mergers and acquisitions that have occurred over the last 4 or 5 years, that it's potentially going to be a business that's a good business for investors, probably a bad business for consumers because they're probably going to be paying higher ticket prices.
Yeah. You have an article on FareCompare.com called "What's Up with All the Airline Fees?"
Yeah, no, I wrote my column for the site today and on ABC News on sort of this craziness we see with some added fees. Frontier jumped into the fray recently with carry-on bag fees, and that includes the former Midwest Airlines. For a lot of people in Milwaukee, they'll remember them with fond memories of chocolate chip cookies. And then
I had lobster one time on one of their flights.
Yeah, so they've added that, so they've become more like Spirit Airlines, which is an ultra low cost airlines. They charge up to $100 for a carry on fee, depending on where you buy your ticket. It's mostly something that what they're trying to do is get most people to buy on their website, as opposed to buying it on Expedia and Orbitz and Travelocity and whatnot. So the bottom line right now is that you know, ticket prices are going up. The good news right now is prices up this summer about 1% over last year. That's the good news. The bad news is last summer was the most expensive we've tracked in the last 8 years. So it's on top of some pretty hefty prices. So decent deals for this summer, not too much higher. I think consumers have really reached their saturation point. Airlines have had really trouble pushing through airfare hikes this year.
Are these extras any way to avoid them, or?
Well, most of them are optional to some degree. Like in the case of Frontier, they're also going to be charging for Cokes and water and whatnot. We saw U.S. Airways try this a little over 3 years ago, and they had to roll it back because nobody matched. You know, avoiding these things, basically, in this particular case, if you buy your ticket on Frontier, you don't pay this particular fee, so it's where you buy your ticket. You know, obviously, if you bring your own beverages, you'd have to buy them in the terminal because you can't carry them through security, and you bring them on, you can avoid that to some degree. The biggest issue I have with these water and coffee rules of buying it is when you have a long tarmac delay, people should be getting water at no cost in those particular instances.
Art in Milwaukee has a question for you, so let's go to Art. Thank you for calling. Hi.
Sure, thank you. So we're trying to arrange either Milwaukee or Chicago to Mexico City in July, like leaving July 15, coming back July 30. Any tips?
Well, certainly, yeah. You need to be shopping right now. That's a good time to start shopping for that particular trip. Depending on when you want to go, I've seen prices sort of as low as $630 right now out of Milwaukee, out of Chicago. Let me take a quick look. It looks like it's running about 20% less out of Chicago. So you can get that price in the sort of mid-500s, but that's what you're looking at right now to Mexico City. How many people are going in your party?
It could be two or three.
Yeah, it's a little bit cheaper if you fly Monday through Thursday. There's a little bit cheaper pricing on those particular days. So, you know, at least on half of your trip, you can do that. Or how long are you going to stay?
Coming back July 30th.
So a couple weeks. So definitely I'd be shopping right now. Anything in the $500 range, I'd snap up pretty quickly. You still have probably 2 or 3 weeks before you absolutely have to buy. So if you see prices outside of that range, I'd be waiting, you know, a couple weeks. But I definitely wouldn't buy it any later than the end of May.
So what airlines are, I know like Southwest, AirTran, I don't think they come up sometimes on the other searches.
Yeah, Southwest and AirTran won't have any flights into Mexico City. So out of Chicago, you'll be looking at airlines like United, Aeromexico, for example. I think Alaska Airlines flies out of there, too, that you can actually fly out of that to Mexico City, for example. Milwaukee has less choices. You'll be connecting likely in a variety of cities before you head into Mexico. I don't believe they have any nonstops into Mexico City.
There you go. Okay. Thanks, Art, for calling. Paul in Eau Claire, hello.
Hello. I have to go to Guangzhou, China for work for a month in October and would also like to drop down to New Zealand to see friends. I priced that as a three-leg multi-destination flight, and it's up around $5,000. But if I fly just to Auckland and then get a separate round trip up to Guangzhou, it seems about maybe $2,500.
Yeah.
Any suggestions on any better ways of doing that?
Yeah, definitely. For a multi-city, what's happened today with multi-cities and all these mergers is depending on where you live in the country, if they don't have good connectivity to a city, the price points go up dramatically, and you have to start to split your ticket purchase. So the fact that you're stopping, you're stopping in New Zealand, right?
Right, Auckland, perhaps.
Yeah, and so then you're going to go. So how long is this total trip? Is it over a month or so?
Probably 6 weeks total for it.
6 weeks total, yeah. So what I would do is I would look for that trip. The best way to do this typically is to treat a place as sort of the home base of your ticket. So let's say you were going to Auckland and Guangzhou, right?
Right.
Then to buy two separate round trip tickets, if you buy them out of Auckland, there's some you can check out our site. Typically, you'll find the two round trips will actually be a lot cheaper than if you price it out multi-city in that particular instance.
Okay.
And you'll have and the only problem with that is if you decide to pick two different airlines, they won't. If you buy a multi-city, you're sort of guaranteed if you have an issue and you don't get back in time. So leave plenty of connection time on both ends of those tickets.
Okay, that makes sense.
Right. So you don't. In the other case, the airlines would have to handle the issue if somehow they had delays or something. It's on you if you buy two separate tickets. Just remember to leave yourself plenty of space there.
Okay, great. Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, sure. Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate it very much. Rick Seney, CEO and co-founder of FairCompare.com, and you mentioned your site, and a good place for people to go to compare those prices.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And the thing about those kind of trips, those really sophisticated trips, I just had several people that booked the wrong trips and picked the wrong city. And so you got to because basically you are the travel agent of the family nowadays. There are no really professional travel agents that do leisure anymore unless you're going to call Amex or something. And they don't typically like to do that. They only typically like to do business travel. So, I mean, you basically have to be really, really careful about booking these sort of complicated trips and know a bit of the insider secret. So please come to our site and read up on it a little bit to make sure, especially on these 6 week trips where you're taking multiple stops.
On to Cornelia in Marshfield. Hi, thanks for calling.
Hi, I am traveling. My husband and I are traveling from Minneapolis or Milwaukee to Honolulu. Around July 27th, returning August 10th. The dates are flexible. And after like 4 days in Honolulu, we want to fly to either, at your suggestion, Kona or Hilo.
Sure. I mean, well, right now you're looking at, you know, unfortunately prices for summertime to Hawaii out of Minneapolis are pretty expensive. I don't know if you've been shopping. You're probably looking somewhere in the $850 to $950 range.
I haven't seen anything under $1,000, but a year ago you got us a really good price to Barcelona, so I know you can do it again.
Yeah, no, I definitely would be looking in that $850 range.
$850.
Yeah, that's what you should be shooting for. I'm looking at prices, and you're going to stay how long?
2 weeks.
2 weeks. So 2 weeks. I'm gonna look in our software here while we're talking. Yeah, I see some prices under $900 right now in July.
I've been looking on your site. Okay.
Yeah, so I see a few of them in there for a 14-day trip. You know, starting in. Yeah, so like for example, July it looks like I see an example here for June 30th that's, you know, under 800, and I see several of them, you know, oh yeah, they jump up right at there at the beginning of July. It looks like they're all right 950 right now. So I definitely would be shooting in the high eights right now for that. Now, as far as
how soon should I buy that ticket? When it hits like that, or?
Yeah, no, I would buy my ticket no later for that. You're looking at sort of mid-July. Buy my ticket no later than the first week in June. So you have about 3 weeks to shop here.
3 weeks. Okay, yeah. And then I want to go to the Big Island to either fly into either Kona or Hilo. How do I get there and which one should I fly into?
Yeah, so in that particular case, you only have a couple options. There are going to be a lot of routes. Hawaiian Airlines, you also have Go Airlines. You should check both those airlines out.
Okay, did you say Go?
Go, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, just if you type "go" into Google, it's one of the inner island hop carriers that's there. Either one of them is fine. I would just take whichever one has the best schedule. Typically, you're looking at usually around anywhere from $60 to $80 each way for those tickets.
Okay, and any recommendation whether to fly into Kona or Hilo?
I've flown into both. I would pick the one that has the most flight schedule because sometimes they delay and cancel some of those flights from time to time.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks a lot for calling, Cornelia. Appreciate your call. And Lynn and Mequon, hello.
Hi there. Thanks so much. We have a 16-year-old daughter who's flying to Germany by herself, looking about the 18th of June till about the 24th, 25th of July. She's traveled before, but she'd fly out of Chicago and either to Stuttgart or Frankfurt. Any ideas on how we can whittle it down to below 1,300, which seems to be about the...
Well, let me tell you right now what's happening with European ticket prices. The average fuel surcharge is $460 round trip. The average taxes are about $170. So before you even get started on airfare, it's, you know, a little over $600. And now they're charging $250 to $300 each way for summer. That takes you up into the $1,200 to $1,300 range. And that's not a terrible deal right now out of Chicago. One thing you can do to help that a little bit is you said you were going on June 18th to July 24th?
Right. The dates are flexible.
Yeah. The actual prices, any price, any stay over 30 days is typically about 15% more. So if she can stay inside a 30-day total window, she can save a little bit of money there. I'm not sure how flexible her trip time is in that particular case. I would also look and depart on Monday through Thursday on international trips to Europe. They're typically about 5% less on each of those days, so you can save yourself 10% if you leave and come back on a Monday through a Thursday.
Perfect.
All right.
I appreciate your help. Thank you.
Yep, thanks very much for calling. Appreciate your call. And speaking of trips, by the way, Judith and I will be leaving the radio studio, getting into my car and driving right straight away to Bayfield, Wisconsin. And we're getting in the car.
I'm going to have to get my Wisconsin map out now.
Well, Bayfield, Wisconsin is, you just go right to the top of the state in Lake Superior.
Got it.
You're going to find Bayfield. It's just a beautiful, beautiful little town, and we're going to be broadcasting there tomorrow from the Bayfield Pavilion in Bayfield, Wisconsin. We'll be bringing in Bayfield and Bloom, so Judith and I will be there. And I'm hoping that everybody in the area will come and say hello and stop in and visit with us. The show, of course, starts at 11, goes to 12:30, but we're asking people and inviting people to come early. Come at 10 if you want and look at all of the various exhibits that are going to be there, and we'll absolutely visit with you. I bet there'll be some food. There always is. And there is there's sure to be lots of great exhibits as well. So that's we're leaving this afternoon. It's about it's 5.5-6 hour drive from Madison to Bayfield. So we'll be doing that about 12:30. But right until then, Rick Seedy's with us. So if you've got a travel question, give us a call. It's always a lot of fun to travel, isn't it? Whether it's getting away to enjoy nature or maybe it's strolling the streets of a new city. I think most of us have an idea of what an ideal vacation should be. Larry Mueller here. Rick Seeney, founder and CEO of FareCompare.com, our guest. He helps us navigate the world of airfares and keeps you and I informed of trends that he sees in the industry. And Rick, always a pleasure. Thanks for joining us again today. Really appreciate it.
No problem.
We have lots of callers online with questions. As you might expect, every line is always full when you're on. And I think we'll just go right to Faye in Milwaukee, who's been waiting quite a long time. Faye, thanks for waiting. Hi.
Hello. My question is regarding frequent flyer points.
Sure.
I have, I'm in the program with American Airlines, and my husband and I are celebrating our 25th wedding anniversary in April of 2014. So that's a little less than a year from now. And I'd like to fly to, get to Paris. I'd like to get to Paris, and then I want to fly out of, Rome. And we're going to be there about 2 weeks. My question to you is, I want to know about how many points I need to accumulate, and then this is the kicker. I'd like to go business class.
Sure.
So that's why I'm wondering how many.
You and me both.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I've got almost 200,000 already.
Okay, yeah. So 200,000, if you have, in the case of Americans program, in their limited seat awards, 200,000 would give you two round-trip business class tickets, right?
Oh, it would.
So you would, yes. I think it's 200,000 for a European flight. I'm pretty sure about that. Now, that means they have limited seats. So the days that you go are really important.
Yeah, well, we're totally flexible.
Yeah, so if you're flexible, I'm positive you can find those. If you were to, for example, buy a coach ticket and then try to upgrade them, you could try that. That's usually hard to do, especially if you're taking a summertime trip. In your case, you're going in April, which is a time when there's actually a lot more seats. You'll have no problem getting business class seats into Paris.
And typically, in the past, they've always said that, you know, you can start booking, you know, get those on the books 9 months before. Is that still the case?
It's 11 months, actually. So you can actually start shopping for them now.
Oh, really? Okay, wonderful. Okay,
yeah, so great. I would definitely do that, and you should have enough miles there. So have a fun trip in Paris and in Italy.
Happy anniversary.
Yeah, bye.
Bye. Thanks, Faye. Judy and Bloomer, thank you for calling. Hi.
Hi. My husband and I are planning to go to Italy leaving the week of September 25th, whatever that week is.
Perfect time to go, by the way.
Oh, yes, yes. And, we'll be there three weeks and flying in and out of Rome. And what I'm wondering about is, when's the best time to start looking for the best price? Is it too early now?
It's not too early to shop right now. Typically, you want to start for international trips about 5 months ahead of time. You don't have to buy right away. Right now, that ticket price is running sort of in the $1,150 to $1,250 range. I think that price will come down a little bit below, closer to the $1,100 range in about a month or so.
Okay.
So... And it definitely, this is, again, if you can, if you have flexibility, go on midweek days, Monday through Thursday. You'll save some money as well. And then, you know, don't buy your ticket any later than the end of sort of late July.
Oh, okay. And then I have another question. We have a daughter who lives in Istanbul, and if we haven't really considered this seriously, but if we wanted to fly from Rome to Istanbul, would it be better to make all those arrangements here or better to make the Rome to Istanbul?
I would actually buy a separate trip and sort of do what I call a side trip, which is a little excursion to that. There's plenty of low-cost airlines that fly that route, really inexpensive. The best way to do it, if you really want to do it, is if you're going to pack your big bags for your long trip, take a little bag with you and then take a little side trip, because those low-cost airlines do charge a ton for carry-on and check baggage by weight.
Oh, okay.
And so just take a little side trip. You can usually find that, you know, that kind of trip at that time frame for under 150 euros.
Oh, my gosh. Round trip.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, then I guess we better go, huh?
Definitely. I would go. So I definitely do that. That's what people in Europe today rarely take the train anymore. They're all taking low-cost airlines. You have Ryanair, EasyJet, Air Berlin. There's several that you can get out of Rome, for example. So definitely take a little side trip, but just remember to pack light on that side trip.
Okay. So even like flying in and out of, or right in Italy, it would be better to, say if I was going from Rome to, I can't even think of some place in the southern, like in Naples. Rome to Naples. Would it be better to fly?
And in that case, no. I think I would take the train in that particular case.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're flying to Istanbul, definitely, you know, I have tons of friends. My wife's entire family's in Europe, and Istanbul is one of their favorite places to go to, and it's really inexpensive nowadays.
Oh, great! I guess I got to change the plans.
There you go.
Thank you very much.
You're quite welcome.
Thanks a lot. And she would do that when she's over there, or she'd do it from here,
no,
right?
No, you do it from here, but you just go ahead and buy your ticket on one of the sites over there. One of the sites you can check out is one of my favorite companies over there is a company called Skyscanner. You can do that. They're sort of a similar site to us over in Europe, and you can try Skyscanner, and they'll give you all the pricing.
There you go.
Okay.
Thanks, Judy.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Take care. Kurt in Union Grove. Hi. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good.
Good. I'm looking to go to Victoria, British Columbia, and flying out of Chicago because that'd be cheaper, I'm guessing, from August 21st through the 26th. It's right around $525 now. Is that about the price it's going to stay?
You're not going to see a dip below. That particular route is not going to dip below $470. It's a little bit higher. You know, it's typically in the low 500s. I wouldn't expect it to go down much, so I'd feel comfortable with you going ahead and purchasing those tickets out of Chicago.
Okay. Now, is that considered an international flight for baggage?
Absolutely, yes.
Oh, it is. Okay, so baggage would be...
So you'll have a free check
bag. Okay. Oh, excellent. All right. Thank you for your information.
Sure. Yeah. Thanks a lot for calling. And Kevin in Bellevue, Iowa. Hello.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure.
Two scenarios. Number one, I have two people going from Minneapolis to El Salvador August 8th to the 20th, a round-trip situation. Kind of wondering about that, number one, do's and don'ts, and about Spirit Airways possibly, too, using that, whether it's dependable or not. My scenario with a church group for a women's clinic is Dubuque, Chicago, or Chicago, Dallas to El Salvador first on the 8th of August, but I have to return through Guatemala with my wife and daughter coming back on 8/20. So I'm just kind of looking at some scenarios here, wondering what your thoughts are, since we're only a couple months or whatever away.
Yeah. So generally, those ticket prices run around the $600 to $700 range round trip. Spirit Airlines typically undercuts that by a lot. They don't have a lot of frequency, so the only issue is if you have any issue, there's not an easy way to get you back the next day or the next day. That's the only issue I've seen with Spirit Airlines. Other than the fact that, you know, you're going to pay carry-on fees if you don't know how Spirit Airlines works and a variety of things, and you're going to have to pack light if you still want to get that cheap price. So just remember that when you're flying on Spirit Airlines.
Mm-hmm.
And so just be aware. I definitely would compare Spirit with, for example, in that particular case, you're either looking at United or American Airlines, who are predominant on that route.
Okay.
And between them, if depending on what the gap is and depending on what your baggage is, because you do get a free check bag, you know, on American and United. So make sure you take that into account when you're looking at Spirit as well.
And a check bag means in the cargo or carry-on?
No, in the cargo hold, yes.
Okay, so when I take this one way, each way from Chicago, Dallas to San Salvador, that's probably the best route to take and then return back? Okay.
Yeah, United, you'd be connecting in Houston. American, you'd be connecting in Dallas.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then Guatemala City back to Minneapolis. Just take probably what my wife and daughter are taking back then.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I would do.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you.
And it's a little bit cheaper. Guatemala City typically runs about 15% cheaper than El Salvador.
There you go.
When's the best time to buy all of this, do you think?
Now, when are you leaving?
August 8th.
August 8th.
August 13th.
13th. You need to be shopping right now and not buy any later than sort of second week in June.
Very good.
All right.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Thanks, Kevin, for calling. Great. Have a great trip. Megan Madison, your turn. Hi, Meg.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
He had a quick question. Going to Hawaii either at the end of October through the middle of November, we have some flexibility. wondering when to buy and if there were days of the week you would recommend that we travel on.
Sure, yeah. So right now, for that October flight, you're a little early, so I'd be shopping. I'd start shopping in about 3 weeks from now, and then you have about a 4 or 5 week window during whether to shop and to see if you can get that price below sort of the $750 mark, right? That's what you should be shooting for.
Okay, great.
Out of Minneapolis. So definitely, you know, right now prices look like they're in the low to mid 800s. So you might be able to save up to $100 if you start shopping a little bit later. In the case of Hawaii, there's no particular day that's the absolute cheapest. But if you leave on a Tuesday, Wednesday, or Saturday, it typically is cheaper than the other days of the week.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks a lot for calling. You can join in, too, by the way. We have open lines. Get you on pretty quickly at 1-800-642-1234. An email from Elaine who says, I'm going to Mumbai in September for 2 months. Right now, round-trip tickets are $1,300. Will they go down between now and September, or should I buy the ticket now?
Buy it right now.
That seemed like a pretty cheap.
That's a pretty good deal. It could slide to like $1,280, $1,290, but at that price point, she's getting an awesome deal.
Yeah, it could go the other way.
quite easily.
Yeah. Phil in Madison, thank you for calling. Hi, Phil.
Oh, hi. Yeah, this is Phil. I was wondering, I'm hoping to take my family to Disney World in December, around December 9th, which is my anniversary, to take the family out there to Disney World. And what should I be paying for airfare to Orlando?
That is going to be one of the cheapest times to fly to Orlando out of both Minneapolis, Chicago, even out of Milwaukee. Those first 2 weeks in December are the second cheapest year round because that's just before the Christmas season hits and it's very, very low season there.
Yeah.
I wouldn't expect you to pay. What city are you going to be flying out of?
I was hoping to fly out of Madison because I got young kids. But
yeah, so Madison, you're going to pay about a 25% premium. So I wouldn't, but even then, out of Madison, I would expect you to pay well under $300 round trip.
Okay, under $300 round trip.
And closer to $275 out of Madison at that time frame. I'd start shopping for that ticket August, early September time frame.
August, early September. Okay, yeah. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate it. And Hayden in Minneapolis. Hi.
Hi.
What can we do for you?
Well, I have a girlfriend who is studying abroad in St. Petersburg, Russia, this upcoming year. And I'm hoping to visit her sometime in January. And I've never really made a big international flight purchase ticket like this. And I'm kind of wondering when I should be looking and exactly what sort of prices I should be looking for.
And you're going, did you say late winter next year?
January.
Yeah.
Yep, January.
So a couple things, depending. One of the interesting things about St. Petersburg is there's an airline that's super cheap, Iceland Air, that flies that route out of Minneapolis.
Okay.
Through Reykjavik. And that price right now, I'm looking at a ticket right now for $730 round trip.
Wow.
So the other tickets are running about $1,400. So depending on your flexibility and some other things, I definitely would, that's for your first trip. Certainly for a January trip, you're shopping a little early right now.
That's kind of what I assumed, yeah.
Yeah, so you need to be, typically for an international trip, especially to Europe, you want to start shopping about 5 months ahead of time. You don't have to buy exactly 5 months ahead of time, and typically you don't want to buy any later than about sort of 2 months before your departure. So you have a pretty long window of time to shop. That ticket price for January out of Minneapolis and Chicago is typically around $1,100 round trip in today's marketplace. Other than Iceland Air, who typically undercuts the market by about 30%.
Wow.
Okay, wow. Yeah, that is helpful.
All right, thanks a lot. Good luck.
All right, thank you very much.
Yeah, appreciate the call. Saved Hayden a little money there, I think.
Yeah, as long as he leaves out of Minneapolis, yes.
Yeah, Rick Seney, our guest, CEO and co-founder of FairCompare.com, our guest today. Flora in Wisconsin Dells, thank you for calling. Hi.
Hi there. I have a place down in North Fort Myers, Florida, and I want to fly there a couple of times a year, like in October and then again in January, and possibly again in the beginning of April. What's the best place to look for those fares, and I prefer to fly out of Rockford or is it Stevens Point? There's one up there, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, well, the best time for those particular trips are going to be for your October trip. You want to start shopping about 2.5-3 months ahead of time, so you're getting close to those days. Not quite yet. And then, again, of course, for your January trip, you want to do that sort of, you know, late September, you know, early October time frame. The ticket – yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Yeah, no.
Go ahead.
And yeah, so I'm not familiar with those two particular airports. I don't know as much about the pricing there. In general, you know, out of places like Milwaukee and Minneapolis, that particular ticket typically ranges in the mid to low 200s. I mean, excuse me, the mid to high 200s.
Okay.
Round trip. So, you know, typically when you get to these regional airports, they typically have anywhere from a 15 to 30% upcharge on that for the convenience of flying out of that regional airport. The problem is that flying out of that regional airport, you're probably connecting either Chicago or Minneapolis, for example. If you're flying out of a place like Milwaukee, they have some flights directly in there. So, you know, the problem will be you'll probably end up with a two-stop flight. And I think that's the only thing that's going to drive up the price a little bit.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot for that.
Yeah, thanks a lot for calling. Brenda in Whitewater. Hi, thanks for calling. Brenda, are you there? Oh, we lost Brenda. Let's go to Elizabeth in Sparta. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi.
Where are you headed?
Well, we were planning on taking a whole bunch of our children to Hawaii. We have some houses there, so we want to take them all over. We want to go to Hilo. Somewhere from October to maybe around Christmas, any time frame in there.
And you've got 11 people?
Yeah.
Yeah, so 11 people.
What's my best option?
Sure. Well, anything over 8, you can call the group desk at a given airline.
Okay.
So it depends on what's your closest airport?
Well, Hilo.
So oh, I mean,
local. Yeah, Chicago, Minneapolis, Milwaukee.
Madison, Milwaukee.
Madison.
Minneapolis would be okay, too.
Yeah, so you're looking at prices in that time frame. Of, you know, typically you can find some deals under 600 and close to 500 for that particular time frame if you have some flexibility.
Really? When would be the best time? Because it really – we were thinking maybe Christmas week, but I don't know if that's going to be –
Oh, wow.
That's really expensive.
That changes things, everything. Crazy. Everything doubles for the week of Christmas to Hawaii.
Yeah. So
If you're going to do that, you need to be shopping right now, actually.
And we have been.
Definitely.
We're flexible. We can go either from October through January, either way.
Oh, yeah. Well, your best bet's going to be September and October and even early November. You're going to find ticket prices, you know, in that 500 to 550 round trip time frame. If you're looking at Christmas time, any time during Christmas time, that ticket goes up to over $1,000 round trip.
Right. Okay. All right. Any best sites to go on or best airlines or?
Well, you know, depending on which airline, if you're going out of Chicago, for example, the biggest lift there is going to be out of United. If you're going out of Minneapolis, it's going to be Delta. So those are going to be your best bets. Typically, you know, American doesn't typically have a lot of traffic. They will fly out of out of Chicago in that particular case. Low-cost airlines, in those cases, Southwest, AirTran, those aren't going to be able to get you to Hawaii, although Southwest is going to add Hawaii sometime in the near future, and when they do, prices should drop a bit.
All right. When's the best time to shop?
You want to start shopping for that trip. If you're going Christmas, shop now. There is no best time to shop for Christmas. Do it as quickly as possible. If you're going in sort of September, October, November, you want to buy your ticket no later than sort of mid-July.
All right,
great. Thank you.
Thanks a lot for calling. And Judy in Madison, your turn. Hi, Judy.
Hi. I have a question. I'm traveling from Chicago to London, and I want to take a side trip to Malta.
Sure.
Okay. And I'll be going, I'm planning to leave the 21st of October, and I want to return around the 5th of November.
Right.
Sure. You're looking at prices at about $1,000. You have many options there. You know, lots of nonstop flights on British Airways, American, for example. And if you want to connect, you can get there for closer to $900 round trip at that time frame. You can be shot right now. I'd be comfortable with you buying a ticket in the, anything under $1,000 right now.
Mm.
Okay. And when is the best time to buy? Should I buy now? Should I wait?
I think for that trip, you're in the window of time where you can shop for that October trip. You may be just slightly early in the window, but you know, any trip for that October time frame, nonstop flights for $1,000 or below, I'd go ahead and buy my trip. You're not going to see it drop below $900, I guarantee you, for that time frame, mainly because fuel surcharges and taxes are so high right now.
Yeah, so there you go. So good luck, Judy, and thank you very much for calling. I appreciate it. And Rick, always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Hey, absolutely. Anytime.
Oh, man, it's great. Rick Cini, CEO and founder of faircompare.com. I invite you to take a look at his site. You can sign up for alerts and get a lot of great information about flying at faircompare.com. So always great to have him with us. Looking forward to his next visit. And we're looking forward to getting on the road and heading out for a trip to Bayfield in Bloom. So I hope you'll join us tomorrow for Garden Talk. We'll broadcast live from Bayfield in Bloom. And if hopefully if you're in the area, I hope you'll stop by the Bayfield Pavilion anytime after 9:30, 10 o'clock. We'll be there for sure. And if you're not going to be there, I hope you'll tune in for a fun annual show, and it, believe me, it's going to be a lot of fun. And in the meantime, stay with us. Lots more in store here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Chapter next.